We're a little more than a week and a half into free agency, and things have calmed down just a little bit here in Baltimore after the craziness of the first week. But one thing that hasn't slowed down at all, as you know, is the questions from the fans. We're here to answer them, Mink and I, as part of this week's Ravens Mailbag.
Our first question comes from George Gonzalez on Facebook. George asks, what are the chances of the Ravens picking up DeSean Jackson? Well, George, I would put that squarely between 0 and 1%. I'm going to shade more towards the 0% on
this. So there's not even a chance.
I'm saying there's not a chance. The reason for this is really threefold. First of all, the Ravens just got Steve Smith. Second of all, they already have two speedsters in DeSean Jackson's mold in Torrey Smith and Jacoby Jones. Third of all, you have to trade for him. And Ozzie ain't giving away any more picks. Plus, he's already expensive. So that would impact the salary cap. This didn't happen for a number of reasons.
All right, so the next question also deals with wide receivers. Blake asked on Twitter, do you foresee any more moves at the wideout position? Well, Ryan alluded to it. The Ravens have already made two big moves. They brought in Steve Smith. They also re-signed Jacoby Jones. Both of those were high priorities heading into this offseason in terms of adding another reliable pass catcher, chain mover type guy, which Steve Smith is. And Jacoby Jones, we all know what he can do. So here's my question. How many guys can you get the ball? There's only one ball to go around. Also, you add in the fact they've got Torrey Smith and Marlon Brown and Dennis Pitta, and then they'd like to throw the ball to the running backs. There's only one ball to go around, like I said. So what I would see as a possibility is the Ravens could draft a wide receiver potentially. That would give them some depth and also somebody to develop long-term, because as we know, Steve Smith is going to be 35 this fall, so he's not a long-term solution at the wide receiver position.
Our next question comes from Seth Lewis, and Seth asks, what's going to happen with Marlon Brown, and how will he fit into the wide receiver rotation? Well, this is a good question, actually one that I've been debating myself. You know, the Ravens have the Smith brothers now with Steve and Torrey. He re-signed Jacoby Jones. He's a big play threat. So where does a rookie who caught 7 touchdowns last year, where does he fit in? And really, I see Marlon Brown and Jacoby Jones probably splitting that number three role. They're different kind of receivers. You know, Jacoby's the big play, can take it 90 yards to the house at any time. Marlon's more of a big, physical, more of a possession receiver. So I see the Ravens using both of them and trying to utilize what their skills are adapted for.
All right, so we got all the wide receiver questions out of the way. Let's deal with the offensive line. Brian wants to know, what are the chances that we take Alex Mack off Cleveland's hands? Well, this is something that I'm sure that a lot of Ravens fans would love to see, and the Ravens themselves would probably like to see it. Alex Mack is somebody who's a very dominant, he's probably the best offensive lineman, definitely the best center on the open market this offseason. He's a Pro Bowl caliber, and he would really solidify the offensive line if he were to come here to Baltimore. But if we're playing the percentage game, you want between 0 and 1%, I'll maybe go a little bit higher on this. I'll say 10%. Not very likely. The Browns know that the Ravens would love to get this guy in Baltimore, so they went ahead and slapped the transition tag on him. That means he's going to be a lot of money. And I don't think that the Ravens are going to be able to pony up to a level that the Browns can't match because they have that transition tag on Mac.
The transition tag is a little bit of a bummer.
It was a little bit of a disappointment. I'm sure everybody here went, we really would have loved to go and get that guy. Probably not going to happen.
Our last question comes from Kyle Calderi, and Kyle asks, will the Ravens sign any more free agents before the draft? Well, I think Ozzie Newsome has a little bit more room in that old piggy bank. He can afford some more guys. The Ravens have reported $9 million left under the salary cap, and I think they will use some of that before the draft comes around. Ozzie Newsome doesn't like to go into the draft with any holes. Like to do that whole best player available.
It's worked out pretty well.
Yeah, you've heard of that. Yeah, so he likes to draft the best guy on the draft board, and that means he likes to shore up any holes. So I could see the Ravens really signing somebody at free safety, possibly somebody along the line, or even at running back, since that's kind of a depressed market before they go into the draft.
So not DeSean Jackson?
No, not DeSean Jackson.
All right, so that's all the questions that we have this week, but you know how to get a hold of us. Send the questions to us on Facebook, Twitter, Google+. Use that hashtag Ravens Mailbag. That's it for us, but thanks for watching, and have a great weekend.